there was solid discrimination against the people of Zion Hill in the public domain. I was, as a Zion Hill boy, was a part of that discrimination. There are numerous things that I have experienced that was negative because I was from Zion Hill. And I'm wondering if it was not because of, you know, aspects of that history and the beliefs that Zion Hill was a place where Carib people live, and so we must not encourage them to be part of general society. Zion Hill is the place where that final battle took place, as far as the history we had then explained. Then I don't think it is unreasonable for me to believe that the discrimination that us youngsters suffered in the 1950s and 1960s was not as a result of that.
What is of major significance, I think, is the kind of discrimination which existed up until recently.
Very recently.
And a lot of people, when a Carib girl comes to town, it's as though she is a prey that people could do whatever they feel like doing. And there were instances after the eruption in 1902 and the 1979 eruption, when they had to be put in shelters, where the attitude of the black population was that, you know, they're somehow inferior people. And that has gone on for a long time. And it also impacted on the Caribs and how they felt. So that it is really no accident, Darkie, that today we still have difficulty, because although there have been a lot of developments over the past years, still there's a lot of work to begin to get them fully integrated and to be fully positive about their history.